From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council has condemned North Korea for firing an intermediate-range ballistic missile over Japan earlier Tuesday, calling it an outrageous act, demanding Pyongyang abandon its missile and nuclear programs. Nikki Haley is the U.S. UN ambassador.
All 15 members of the Security Council have spoken in unison. All of us. The United States, Japan, China, Russia, Europeans, Africans, South Americans. We are all together.
Japan's ambassador said he hopes the 15-member council will follow up their statement with a strong resolution. Wednesday, North Korea said it conducted the test as a response to ongoing joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises and to contain the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Guam. Leader Kim Jong-un warned of more missiles over Japan, calling Tuesday's launch a curtain raiser. The Atlantic Council's Robert Manning said Pyongyang's action was carefully thought out.
They try to calibrate these things so it's just below the threshold where the U.S. is likely to respond. And so by firing it over to Japan, he sends a message that he can hit U.S. forces without going towards Guam, where President Trump has threatened to respond.
Mr. Trump said Pyongyang's message was received loud and clear. He said such threatening and destabilizing actions only increase the North's isolation. Mr. Trump said all options are on the table. The body of American freelance journalist Christopher Allen, killed in fighting between government and rebel forces in South Sudan, was handed over Tuesday to the U.S. Embassy. The Army's chief medical officer, Dr. Peter Ajakbulun, was on hand.
On the goodwill, the government took the body and brought it to Juba, and the purpose was identification of the body.
Allen was among 18 others killed in the firefight near the Ugandan border. This is VOA News. President Trump Tuesday visited Texas to survey the damage and widespread flooding caused by Tropical Storm Harvey. One of his first stops was the coastal city of Corpus Christi, where a crowd cheered his arrival.
We love you. You are special. We're here to take care. It's going well. And I want to thank you for coming out. We're going to get you back and operating immediately. Thank you, everybody. What a crowd. What a turnout.
Some communities received more than 130 centimeters of rain in 4 days. A third of Harris County, where the city of Houston is located, remains underwater. At least 10 people are known to have died, including a family of six, in storm-related accidents. Thousands more have sought emergency shelter. The economic cost has been put into the tens of billions, and there are public health challenges, said Dr. Samuel Dorovich of the University of Illinois.
The concerns extend to mosquitoes and the diseases they carry when standing water is available, especially in containers. Mental health is a concern. Mold growing in damaged homes is a concern.
Harvey is expected to dump heavy rains on neighboring Louisiana Wednesday, which bore the brunt of Hurricane Katrina 12 years ago before moving to the interior toward Arkansas, Tennessee, and Missouri. In Iraq, Kirkuk's Provisional Council Tuesday narrowly decided to take part in a referendum on Kurdish independence next month. The ethnically mixed region is claimed by both the central government in Baghdad and the autonomous Kurdistan regional government to the north. But Arab and Turkmen council members boycotted. Baghdad has called the referendum unconstitutional. Authorities in Saudi Arabia Tuesday said they expect more than 2 million Muslim pilgrims for this week's Hajj to Islam's holiest sites. The Saudi Interior Minister is Major General Mansour al-Turki.
There are more than 100,000 policemen on ground in Mecca al-Mukarrama and al-Masha'ir. Doing different duties, actually, to serve pilgrims, to look after them, after their security, after their safety.
2 years ago, a stampede caused nearly 2,300 fatalities. Venezuela's pro-government New Constituent Assembly has announced it will hold treason trials for opposition leaders believed to be backing U.S. economic sanctions. It didn't identify any potential defendants. Last week, the White House announced tough news sanctions targeting funds flowing to socialist President Nicolas Maduro, as well as the state's oil company. The country is in the midst of a prolonged economic, social, and political crisis. Millions suffer food and medicine shortages. U.S. stocks ended in positive territory Tuesday after recovering losses triggered by concerns over tensions on the Korean Peninsula. The benchmark Dow Jones Index gained nearly 57 points to 21,865.
That's the latest world news from VOA.